Yes, the Iliad by Homer. We all know that. Helen of Troy, Achilles, Agamemnon, lots of battles, murders, and... Well, you know, the truth is that a lot of folks, myself certainly included, pretty much slept through any course we ever took on the Iliad. We ended up with not a whole lot more than the ability to say, "Oh yes, the Iliad, by Homer." Haven't looked at that in years. So it is a very good thing the Wilbury Group is presenting an Iliad, a show that cuts the original down to those 90 minutes, updates it, and manages to project a real punch and to ask a very pertinent and current question. More about that later. Performing in a theater on Broad Street in Providence, where Trinity Rep began all those years ago, this work opens with a single actor, Matthew Fraser, stepping on stage clad all in beige. He carries a 1940-style suitcase and begins to tell a tale that applies to all centuries, all peoples. With a nice sense of timing and an ability to change the pace of his performance in an instant, Fraser runs through some of Homer's original work. Agamemnon and Achilles battle over women. A huge Greek fleet, thousands of ships, sails. Men are slaughtered, women raped. It is nothing less than a continuous crime scene. Taken from a translation by the well-known Princeton professor Robert Fagles, an Iliad was put together by New York director Lisa Peterson and actor Dennis O'Hare. They have attempted to emphasize the continuing power and truth of the ancient poem. Along the way, they throw in many updated references. World War I, for instance. Soldiers from Kansas and California, not to mention Woonsocket, at least in this Rhode Island production. Homer's original seemed to be on the side of heroism and bravery, even as it documented the horrors of war. Peterson and O'Hare are clearly saying that war is hell. At one point, using an incredible memory, actor Fraser names a streaming catalog of wars from ancient Greek to today's continuing battles. It's a powerful reminder to us all. Directed crisply by Clara Weinchen, the show does waver a bit. Some cutting, or perhaps just an intermission, might make it sharper, more coherent. But it is unmistakable that an Iliad has much to say. And primarily what it says is in the question it asks. For that, let's turn to the splendid piece on Greek myths that the redoubtable essayist Dr. Stanley M. Aronson wrote for the Providence Journal earlier this week. After compiling the struggles of the ancients, Dr. Aronson talked of the myth of Sisyphus and his pointless labor consisting of rolling a huge boulder up a hill again and again, ending always in failure. Myths such as this pose one question, Dr. Aronson says: are these our teachers? An Iliad makes the same point. Are wars forever, it asks. I'm afraid we all know the answer to that.